Paldies, спасибо. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, dear Yanis. So, I agree that really the situation in this region, in this huge region, Arab Spring, has been spread on the huge territory of 8 million quadrat kilometers with 224 million people, population, that this regime change doesn't bring automatically the better governance and better government. And we remember the year 1979, not all remember, of course, in this room, but when the Shah Reza Pahlavi in Iran was overthrown and Ayatollah Khomeini came into power. So not always cheered by majority of population, dictatorship is better than a dictatorship supported by the minority. And relative free elections in this Arab world don't bring into power automatically young, secular, educated political forces which inspired and started Arab Spring. It can lead to a victory of religious, fanatic, conservative forces which practically, in alliance with the same former military elite, with the exception maybe of Libya, pursue regressive policy. So I agree with Mr. Parsi that these changes are very fragile in Arab world, and about the outcome of all these changes, it's too early to judge. Mr. Igor Jurgens asked about this very interesting proposal, 10,000 peacekeepers to Syria. It sounds really not bad, and I would say that big part of my group, my political group in European Parliament, Socialists and Democrats, maybe would be ready to support this idea. But on the other hand, the majority in the European Parliament, I would say, would oppose this idea and would label this idea as an attempt of Russia to save the current regime in Syria, though nobody knows of if the future regime will be better, as I said. As to European Parliament, it passed a number of resolutions on some changes in the Arabic world. And especially important was the resolution on the southern dimension of the European neighborhood policy. As you know, European neighborhood policy has two aspects, Eastern Partnership and Southern Partnership. And there is some competition between two partnerships. For example, those countries as Spain, Portugal, France, and others, they support more the position that European Union must concentrate its money and efforts in the southern dimension. And of course, Nordic countries and Eastern countries are more concerned about the Eastern dimension. For example, some years ago, quite small country, Tunisia, was supported by the European Union financially more than Ukraine. Now the situation has changed thanks to the efforts of Eastern Europeans. Of course, those who are in favor of focusing attention to the southern dimension are unhappy that visa regime is more favorable for the Eastern dimension, and Eastern Europeans are paying for the EU visa less than those who are coming from the South Mediterranean. Of course, in this resolution of European Parliament, a lot of attention was focused on the energy cooperation with the Arab world, with these new regimes. And we know that solar energy, wind energy, wave energy can change the situation. This energy shortage, and scientists say that these countries could supply Europe sufficiently with the energy, having in mind some revolutions with the solar energy. I would like to draw the attention to two more items. One of them is the cooperation with Gulf states. And when European Parliament a year ago passed the resolution on the Gulf countries and cooperation with the Gulf Cooperation Council, I was surprised reading that Gulf states' sovereign wealth funds account for more than one-third of the world total. It's a lot. And these funds help to rescue global and European financial systems during the crisis. And of course, cooperation with Gulf states in the Arab states, where now we are experiencing such big upheavals, together with the EU, together with BRIC countries, could bring quite positive results, I believe. And the last moment is the problem which is a little bit forgotten because of the financial crisis. It's the climate change. In the year 2007, 5 years ago, the former High Representative of the Common Foreign and Security Policy of the EU, Javier Solana, announced that climate change became a major security change in the world. And 3 years ago, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that humanity has less than 7 years to prevent irreversible climate change, and joint actions is required to limit harmful emissions. Why I am connecting this problem with the South Mediterranean? Because according to the same United Nations prediction, 200 million people in the next decades could flee their homes because of climate change, predicting flows from Northern Africa and Western Asia to Europe. Of course, it's a big threat, economical threat, security threat, and humanitarian disaster threat. And as to European Parliament, especially, of course, those who are interested in these problems, we believe that there is a need to treat economy, energy, climate change, and security problems interdependently. Thank you.